Jews, we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. And the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. Later, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they went back home by another road.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That reading was from Matthew chapter 2, and it tells us the story of the wise men searching for a king. And I think we'll probably need this on all three screens, actually, if you don't mind. When you're looking for something, then there are some questions you probably want to ask of it. I don't know about you. Have you lost something recently? Hands up if you have. If you're my age or older, that's probably a weekly occurrence. And I think there are three things that it's worth asking about. Three things that probably those wise men, we don't know how many of them there were asking as they came and said to King Herod, where is the king of the Jews? Where is the one born to be king? Questions like this. First of all, why? Why would we want a king? Surely we've got kings back in the east. Why would we want a king? Another question might be, what sort of king are we looking for? And a third question might be, where are we going to find this king? Great questions if you're looking for anything. Why do I want it? What is it? And where am I going to find it? Well, if you know the story already, you'll know, as we heard a moment ago, that the kings, the wise men, brought three gifts to baby Jesus. Well, this morning, just when you thought that Christmas was over, I have three gifts in my box that I think might just shed a little bit of light on those three questions. Why do we want a king? What sort of king are we looking for? And where are we going to find him? So, I need a volunteer to help me with this first one. Yes, would you like to come up? Yeah. Oscar? Well done. Come on. Have you had a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Did you get any presents?
Yeah.
Do you fancy another present?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, you might have to give it back at the end. So, the first questions we've got, I think we'll do first two together. Why and what? Why do we need a king and what sort of king are we looking for? Oscar, have a look. Yeah, you can open it. You can rip it if you like. I don't need the paper back. Oh, careful. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Two sheep and a shepherd's kit. Have you been a shepherd over Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, and were you a good shepherd?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you like to be a shepherd again? Yeah, no. Oh, go on, just for me. Just for a minute. Is that all right? If you really can't stand it, you can go running back to Mum and Dad. But hang on, just for a second. There we are. I think that goes on there like that. Ooh. There we are. Shepherd Oscar, hold the sheep up. Well done. Okay, so what's going on there? How did those presents help us think? Can you take it off now? Do you really want to? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Oscar. Well done. Does anybody else want to be a shepherd for a moment? Jess, do you want to be a shepherd? Come on then. But you have to stand quietly and just look after your sheep, okay? Well done. Thank you, Oscar, very much. Okay. Now, quietly. Just stand there. There you are. There's Jess, a wonderful shepherd. Hold that sheep and hold that sheep. Okay, quietly. Okay, quietly. So, why have I got a shepherd's outfit and two sheep when we're asking the question, why do we need a king and what sort of king do we want? Well, in Matthew's gospel, in a bit that wasn't read to us, we read this. The wise men, the people who Herod calls together to say, where is Jesus going to be, say this. Well, when we look back in the Old Testament in the book of Micah, we read this. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. This king is going to be a shepherd. And one of the things that the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament, does time and time again is it says the sort of king Jesus is going to be is a shepherd king, someone who looks after their sheep, like Jess is looking after these two so well. Jesus himself told lots of stories about sheep, and this is one of my favorites. Wow, what a great story. Jesus told that story with himself as the shepherd. What does that have to do with Jesus as the king? Well, it tells us that Jesus isn't a king who's going to lord it over us and make us do things we don't want to do. But Jesus is the shepherd who comes to look for us, to find us, to save us when we're in dark places, to set us free from sin and guilt and even death. A very different sort of king to the one we sometimes have in mind. In fact, Jesus said in Luke 19, he called himself the Son of Man. He says, the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost. A different sort of king. A king who is a shepherd to anyone that puts their trust in him. Well done, Jess. Thank you very much. Do you want to put those down and go and sit down?
Okay.
That's brilliant. Well done. Now I have two more presents. I wonder whether the next present might just help us shed a little bit more light on that question, those two questions, why and what. So I need a volunteer to help me open this. Yes, do you want to come? Well done. Yes. Very good. Excellent. Just remind me of your name. Isla, of course I should know that. So Isla, did you get any presents at Christmas? You did. Do you want to open this one? This is a second present, my second gift that might help shed some light on those three questions. Oh, what is it, Isla? Do you know what it is? It's a baby grow, isn't it? It's obviously a Nottingham Forest baby grow. Isn't that amazing? That's in preparation for my first grandchild, whenever they arrive. Sometime from now, I'm sure. What's a baby grow? Do you want to hold it up? Do you want to hold it for us? What's a baby grow got to do with those questions, why and what? Well, we've been thinking a lot about this over Christmas. In the New Testament, in Philippians 2, it says this of Jesus, that he was in very nature God, but did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. So the story of Christmas is all about a king who empties himself to fit into one of these for you and me. That's not a king who's angry. It's a king who gives himself for every single one of us. Those two presents, I think, those first two, can be summed up in what Jesus said about himself. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Thank you very much, Isla. We'll put that down. Do you want to go and sit down? So, we've got a picture of a king who's quite different. A king who gives his life for us, who's completely for us, not against us. That's the sort of king I think we all need. A very different sort of king to the one sometimes portrayed. But we've got one more question, and it's the question where. Where are we going to find this king? That's the question the wise men were asking as they traveled from the east. Well, I have one more present to open, so I need one more person to come and... Yes, come on then. Millie, I know. I'm not very good in the names this morning. Okay, Millie, so did you get any presents?
Yeah.
You did? So you want another one? Yes, you do. Okay, open it. So let's see whether this might help us to answer the question, where? Where are we going to find this king? Ah, what is it, Millie? It's a map of the world. Do you want to open it out with me? Oh, it's quite big, the world, isn't it? There we are. Yes, show them in the chancel. There we are. If you want to know where you're sitting right now, it's just there. And then show them over there. Well done. There we are. A map of the world. Can you hold it up, Millie? Hold it up in the middle. Fantastic. For the wise men, something extraordinary happened on that first Epiphany. They were the first people who weren't Jews to come and worship Jesus. And there's a hint in that story that Matthew tells us that Jesus is the king, not just for one group of people in the world, but for the whole of the world. In fact, for the whole of God's creation. A king who can be found anywhere and everywhere. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 139, which asks the question, where can I go to flee from your presence? And the answer is nowhere. Not to the furthest east or the furthest west, not to the furthest north or south, not even to the moon. Everywhere we go, we can know the presence of Jesus as our King, as our Shepherd, and our Savior. Thank you, Millie. Do you want to put that down? Brilliant. Three questions that I think are important to ask. Questions that have a surprising answer. We're here this morning worshipping a different sort of king. A king who promises life in all its fullness, but never forces his rule and reign on us, but rather invites us to put our trust in him and to walk with him through whatever the future holds. Theo and Darcy and Joshua have been baptized this morning, and their parents have said, we're putting our trust in this different kind of king, because we found in him a new way of living. As we face a new year, maybe you've had some New Year's resolutions already, but I want to suggest one more for you this year, and it's this: look for the king everywhere you go. Expect to find Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, already there ahead of you. beckoning you, welcoming you into a new relationship with him. With him as your Lord and your Savior, as your King, as the King who rules over a kingdom of justice and peace and love and forgiveness. Let's just pray together before we sing again. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the King of creation, that through you everything was made. And yet you didn't lord it over us, but came to meet us where we are, to rescue us from sin and death, and to bring us back into the relationship we were made for with our Heavenly Father. Help us in this year ahead to look for you everywhere we go, and to know your presence, your love, your hope, and your joy. In your name we pray. Amen.